Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, it is. It's your big Monday on Kennedy Molloy. Let's try that again. How about Kennedy Limo?
Hello, Jane.
Hello, Limo. Welcome back to Kennedy Molloy. Mick Molloy.
It is great to be back. I'll continue my Mick impersonation.
Thank you
today.
So much. You do a great job. We will fill everybody in where Mick is today. Dangerous Dave, how are you going?
Happy Monday. Great to see you back too, Lima.
Thank you, Dave. It's 2 days out of three. I'm really
liking it. And the moustache, I'm liking it.
I'm really getting a feel for it as well. I shaved the mow in today. I'm an official ambassador for Movember.
Oh, well, we'll find out a bit more about that. Yeah. We've got a huge day, of course, because it's all been happening over this weekend. We're going to take a good look at Prince Andrew and try and get our heads around what on earth has gone on there. One of the most extraordinary interviews I think I've ever seen in my life.
He's had a shocker. He's had a shocker.
Speaking of shockers, Israel Folau's been out and about, hasn't he, with his bizarre theories on fires.
Who had a worse weekend, Prince Andrew or Israel Folau?
Well, I don't think Israel think he's had a bad weekend. We've got some great big names coming in, and it's a chick day in a great way. We've got Ursula Carlson coming in. She's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight, and our great mate Mary Christus. And I'm hoping she'll bring Effie.
I'm sure she will.
Effie's got an unusual subject to tackle today. We're going to have a... I call BS. Oh, I've got the magazines out.
It's jam-packed.
They're hilarious. They've gone wild.
Did they deliver today, Jane? Is there plenty there?
They always seem to deliver with their headline alone.
Right.
And that's all you need to get.
So you don't have to open the magazine.
You don't really, but I'll get to that. And that's all happening on a big Monday. On Kennedy Limo land, that's what I'm going to call it today.
Now, Jane, you walked in today and you just had a big smile on your face. You had a skip in your step.
I did indeed.
What have you been watching?
Well, on behalf of my on-air partner, Michael Molloy, who was unable to be with us here today, it is with the utmost pleasure that I welcome Anthony Lehman, to join the show, because today is a marvellous time. Series 3 of The Crown has dropped, as they say, on Netflix. And I have been seriously binging, if that's possible, for the Queen of England, you say. And I might just speak like this for the entire time. Would that be? Would anybody object to that?
Pardon me, Your Majesty.
You could say that.
I feel like we've both been put in our place, Dave.
And you have, and you shall, because I shall rule forevermore on this network, this great network of Triple M. Yes, we might have to cut it now.
The Queen does listen. I think late in season 3, you find her listening to a Triple M podcast.
That's right.
Yes, I am. That is, everyone's very happy. Now, have you seen The Crown at all?
I saw season 1. And for people playing along at home, Jane is wearing white gloves that go up to her elbows.
And pearls.
Quite regal.
I am.
And some pearls. I watched season 1.
And did you like it? Because I couldn't get Mick to watch it. He said I would rather put toothpicks in my eyeballs than watch The Crown. And I said it's an excellent series.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't mind it. You know what? I watched it with my mum and that made it...
Okay, that's unusual in itself.
It is, because mum was staying with us and she watched episode 1 and then was hooked. So I watched it with her and that was a nice perspective because mum was alive while some of the things were happening in season 1.
There you go. So it's on now and Olivia Colman is playing the Queen and she's fantastic because every two seasons now they change. Claire Foy played her last time. And this time, Helena Bonham Carter is Princess Margaret. Let's just say she shakes it up. Will you watch it?
I've seen the first ep, of season 3.
It's one of the most expensive shows.
Those sets is replica.
But where do they find, they're castles. It looks like Buckingham Palace. Not that I've been there. But
do they actually film at... they don't film at the real Buckingham Palace ever?
Well, I wouldn't have thought because it's not exactly flattering to the
royal
family.
So does Helena Bonham Carter add a bit of sass to the Prince Margaret?
She does indeed. I think she has scotch for breakfast and the Queen does pool that.
She's mixed kind of woman, isn't she?
She is mixed and, of course, she went to the Island of Mystique, which, we can never speak about on this network. Mick doesn't like us talking about Mystique.
Something happened with
Princess Margaret and Mick Jagger and I think... Yeah, yeah. On Mystique. So it's a very exciting day for me, yes.
Princess Margaret and Mick Jagger together.
Well, they were all partying at the same time. That was the whole scene there.
Oh, hello.
So it is exciting. I'll tell you what else is incredibly exciting. Now, have we got this music, Dave?
Listen up.
Listen up.
This is unreal.
We are giving you the chance to win a trip to Disneyland Resort in California, people, this week. We are going to choose our favourite callers and we're going to put you on a standby list to win this trip. It includes 4 nights accommodation at Disneyland Resort, 5-day Disneyland Resort park hopper tickets and return economy flights to LA, all thanks to Disney Plus, which is now streaming.
Yeah.
And it's the new home of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars. This is my life, I have to tell you. Disney, Pixar, Marvel. I know all those shows.
Star Wars is on there.
National Geographic, and it streams from tomorrow, November 19th. Stick around, everybody. Let's get started with the show, Dave.
We're underway.
We're going to pick the best callers.
Good luck for that. And you can also enter online at kennedymalloy.com.au.
Good stuff.
All right, we're away. This is a big show ahead thanks to Holden Colorado, which is now packed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
And Limo in studio for Mick 2. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
Did we say where Mick was?
I don't think we did.
No.
Oh, we haven't mentioned.
No, we haven't mentioned. He's playing golf today. It's a very hard life. He is playing, the President's Cup, of course, is coming to Australia with Tiger Woods as the captain of the US team.
And this is Mick's best chance to meet Tiger Woods.
Well, possibly. I don't know. Somehow I think Tiger and Mick are destined to at some point in
absolutely.
Time.
I could just, I'm fast forwarding about 10 days in my head and I can see Warney, Tiger Woods and Mick out somewhere.
I think you might be right.
A picture will pop up on social
media. So we'll find out how that goes tomorrow.
Yes. We will indeed. Jane, now, while you were enjoying The Crown, I found more royal entertainment in the Prince Andrew interview.
Another version.
On the weekend.
Approved by The Crown, which it would have had to be.
The Queen approved it. I mean,
she must have buyer's regret now.
She's not. She's 93 and clearly is not perfect.
Well, did you see it? I woke up on Sunday morning and just everything was jumping out of Twitter with these quotes. And
my favourite quote on Twitter was Charlie Proctor, who's the editor-in-chief of the Royal Central website, which is a royal lover's website.
Yeah.
And he tweeted, "I expected a train wreck. That was a plane crashing into an oil tanker causing a tsunami, triggering a nuclear explosion."
I'm still in shock. Well, I'll tell you who's not in shock. People who've resigned, who worked for Prince Andrew 2 weeks ago because they said they also suggested do not do this because nothing good can come from this. And they know him very well. And I think they suspected his stupid answers. I don't know. Who would?
He clearly thinks he knows a bit more than his staff do. Well, they've all quit. He went ahead with the interview thinking it'd be good for him. It's raised a million more questions than it's answered.
This is on the BBC. Presenter Emily Matlis, who did a wonderful job, I think, A, keeping a straight face, B, not bursting into laughter at every answer he gave. Every answer seemed to be absurd to me. Mm. And we've got a few of the answers here for you.
Well, first of all, the famous photo of him with that 17-year-old girl who's been quite outspoken.
Yes.
He says, he was asked about that photo.
Yeah.
She provided a photo of the two of you together.
Yes.
Your arm was around her waist.
Yes.
You've seen the photo.
I've seen the photograph.
How do you explain that?
I can't, because I have absolutely no memory of that photograph ever being taken.
Do you recognise yourself in the photo?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult not to recognise yourself.
Your friend suggested that the photo is fake.
I think it's, from the investigations that we've done, you can't prove whether or not that photograph is faked or not because it is a photograph of a photograph of a photograph.
From the investigations we've done. Yeah, I stared closely at it for a couple of minutes.
I mean, me too. They were suggesting that it wasn't his hand wrapped around her waist. Then he also suggested it can't be me because I'm simply not a hugger and I have never shown affection to anyone in public. Now, stupid Andrew, the internet has been flooded today with pictures of him basically hugging girls, you know.
Yeah, it's like he's on a hug-a-thon.
It is like he's on a hug with young, attractive women, giving them smooches and hugs on dance floors, et cetera, et cetera.
So the internet has created a deeply disturbing flickbook of him hugging countless people.
Here's an extraordinary thing for anybody to admit a quite unusual medical condition. Most people very private in that area. I would have thought that someone from the royal family would be private.
This was a personal highlight of mine from the interview.
Yes.
The interviewer was recounting a night that him and this girl supposedly spent on the dance floor.
You're absolutely sure that you're at home on the 10th of March.
Yeah.
She was very specific about that night. Mm. She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating and that she went on to have Bath, possibly.
There's a slight problem with the sweating because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was... I didn't sweat at the time because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at. And I simply, it was almost impossible for me to sweat. And it's only because I have done a number of things in the recent past that I'm starting to be able to do that again. So I'm afraid to say that there's a medical condition that says that I didn't do it, so therefore...
So, yeah, case closed.
Therefore, I was not dancing on the dance floor. Also, by the way, I'm a war hero because I went to the Falklands.
Is that the most extraordinary claim you've ever heard? I don't sweat. There was a short period of time where I didn't sweat and that was over that.
But I've started to sweat again now.
I'm sweating again now. I'm okay, guys. Yeah. Is that a thing? Would there be people listening now who don't
sweat? Look, there probably is. There probably is. I'm sure there is a medical condition of
one,
such.
133353. If you don't sweat,
yes,
please call.
Caused by something like going to the Falklands War and being shot at.
Like a surge of adrenaline.
Yes. Yeah. Now, it gets better.
Oh.
I'm not sure that the prince is used to going to a Pizza Express. Just the mere fact he actually used the words Pizza Express, I cannot get enough.
Is that like a Domino's or something, is it?
Yes, it'd be like a Domino's, Pizza Hut or something like
that. Yeah.
Here he is explaining another reason why it could not have been him.
On that particular day that we now understand is the date, which is the 10th of March, I was at home. I was with the children. I'd taken Beatrice to a Pizza Express in Woking for a party at, sort of 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Why would you remember that so specifically?
Going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do.
Yeah, as opposed to taking a photo with a 17-year-old girl, which I have no memory of at all.
Or going to a sex offender's house and staying there for 4 nights at his place, New York. That's not unusual.
But it was just practical. I couldn't stay anywhere else. I had to stay there if I wanted to catch up with him.
It was just practical.
Yeah,
it was practical. And I think we'll finish up now with one of his last statements. I mean, you've got to go and see if you can watch the whole thing online. It's everywhere.
It's jaw-dropping, the whole thing.
Does he have regrets? Let's have a listen to him.
Do I regret the fact that he has quite obviously conducted himself in a manner unbecoming? Yes.
Unbecoming? He was a sex offender.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm being polite, in the sense that he was a sex offender.
I'm being polite. Yeah, and Ivan Milat did a mischief. I mean, seriously.
Unbecoming. Now, this has been, I do believe, probably the worst thing he possibly could have done. There are advisors who are saying he should have shut up, not said a word, and let the whole thing disappear
as he
has for years.
He looked like an insect.
It's embarrassing for his kids.
It is. He sounded like Hugh Grant in a lot of that.
It does. Because
the fumbling around.
And the great news is, though, he made terrific contacts through Jeffrey Epstein he said.
Fair enough, then.
Yeah.
So that's hanging out with him to just do a bit of networking.
All right. Now, I would put him into the category of what a dick. Stand by because we're going to go to one of my favourite segments. What a dick coming up. There's a few of them around.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ursula Carlson's coming up soon, then Mary Custis and Effie in the second hour as well. This is Kennedy Malloy, and it's time for this.
What a dick.
What a dick.
What a dick.
What a dick.
Well, I'm not joining Alan Jones in that because he's spoken out about this former player, well, Wallabies player, Israel Folau. Israel's come out and made some quite extraordinary statement.
Yeah, he has indeed. This is at his a sermon at his local church.
Yeah, that's it, northwest of Sydney. Do you want to take a listen to what
let's have a listen to what he had to say.
God's word says, one man and one woman and the covenant of marriage to be together. These bushfires, these droughts, all these things have come in a short period of time. You think it's a coincidence or not? God is speaking to you guys, Australia. You need to repent and turn, take these laws and turn it back into following what is right by God.
What a dick.
Wow.
Pardon me. Now, I'm quite sure everyone who we are still thinking of in New South Wales and Queensland who have been at the mercy of these bushfires, basically Israel is suggesting that because we have approved same-sex marriage in this country...
We got the bushfires.
Yes.
Right.
And also abortion, which was decriminalised in New South Wales last night. He suggested the national disasters Australia was now facing were just a little taste of God's judgment. Which doesn't sound very Christian to me.
It doesn't sound particularly Christian at all. In fact, if that is, let's say just for one second, for argument's sake, let's say that's true. Hmm. Then Israel Folau, your God is a complete knob.
Well, yes.
Like, what an a-hole.
Why would your God do that?
If he's dishing out that sort of justice.
Yeah. I think this is very irresponsible, upsetting, and I'm very concerned that, well, look, people are not going to take that seriously, but I think we just put that one to bed. Mr. Folau?
Yes.
What a dick.
He needs to shut his trap.
You need to shut his trap.
Oh, yes.
All right. We have another interesting one here. You would like to put this person under this banner. And
Will I am.
What a dick.
What's he done?
Will I am.
Are you up with what happened on the weekend?
From Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gone nuts at Qantas because apparently he said, I don't want to believe it was racist, but I was treated poorly by Qantas staff.
Oh, interesting.
Right? And he's named a flight attendant.
He's named the flight attendant.
A flight from Brisbane to Sydney, and he had his noise-cancelling headphones on, and he had his laptop out longer than he should have.
Right.
And then they said, put your laptop away, and he kicked up a stink. It's like, mate, put your laptop away.
Yeah.
What have you, is it the first flight you've ever caught?
You've done plenty of flights.
Is this fresh news to you?
Well,
that you've got to put your laptop away before you land?
It's not fresh news, but if he was distracted because he said he was laying down some beats, and that's what Will.i.am does, he was.
What a dick.
However, he was met by
I didn't realise he was laying down some beats.
No, he was laying down some beats. Didn't you know that? He was met by five cops.
Oh, man.
And I think that perhaps is a little extreme.
Oh, look, five cops might be over the top,
cops and two Veronicas.
But you know
what? Not far off that. You know, they spoke up.
No.
Defending him.
Did they?
Yes, because they said we were unfairly treated too and they were escorted. Oh. They were told to get off the flight.
Yeah.
They in fact said they believed it was the same flight attendant.
Oh, stop it.
But
really?
I think in further investigation it wasn't.
Interesting.
Wow.
Mad justice from one flight attendant.
Yes.
All right, you know what? This is long-term payback because, revenge is a dish best served cold.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Will.i.am sang at the AFL Grand Final and checked his phone halfway through his performance?
Really?
Yes,
he did.
What a dick.
He didn't have much interest there. Okay, I've got one.
Yeah.
The Jules and Cam Married at First Sight wedding, which is going to appear on Current Affair tonight.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I don't even know how to put that succinctly, but they all are dicks. Apparently also Jules, I don't even know her last name, because who really should, dumped her bridesmaid, who was also on Married at First Sight, at the last minute, and she's very unhappy. Let's listen to the bridesmaid.
All right.
Yes, it is true. Jules dumped me as a bridesmaid. It really all just came out of the blue. I just feel like the way it was done was really cold and rather hurtful, especially doing it so close to the actual wedding day.
What a dick.
Yeah.
She's turned into a bridezilla, apparently. Staff have been told not to talk to her, who are setting up the wedding. And apparently she wanted the fire brigade to block off the road for her arrival.
Hang on. This is Married at First Sight.
Yes.
And they're getting... Didn't they get married on the show at first sight?
Yes, they did. But
what's this wedding?
Because that's a fake wedding. This is the real wedding. This is a real for real. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing
says love to me like getting married on Married at First Sight and then getting married properly on a Current Affair.
Nothing says it.
I can only imagine that Getaway's covering the honeymoon.
What a dick.
Well, with $75,000 is what I've heard that they are being paid.
Oh, my God.
For this exclusive.
Okay. That's nuts.
All right.
Tomorrow night on ACA, by the way.
Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Well, it's a whole episode, is it, of the marriage?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, you got to soak up all the storylines.
That's right.
There's going to be a lot of love here. And that bridesmaid, will she appear at the last minute?
Maybe.
Running down the aisle complaining, stop it.
Hey,
I slept with him last night.
Correct. If you want to dob in anyone else for being a dick, we'll continue after this 133353. Don't forget, though, Disneyland trip is up for grabs too.
Put you on the standby list to win a trip to Disneyland Resort in California.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Malloy out. We've got Anthony Limo Lehman in on Kennedy Malloy.
We're doing a segment we like to call...
What a dick.
What a dick.
Thank you very much. I would say to the bar owner in Dubai.
Oh.
What a dick.
We haven't heard what he's done yet.
Okay.
He's offering, first of all, he's offering women free drinks, which always freaks me out.
Good on him.
No.
Good bloke.
No.
Legend. Free drinks.
Offering women the free drinks in the bar, not the blokes. That it doesn't often work out well for chicks.
But surely that's a good thing.
Well, this is based on women's weight.
Put your... All right.
Yeah. Now you can play it.
Oh, all right.
What a dick.
Yes, apparently from happy hour on, this bar's come up. It's called the Fusion Bar, the Fusion Club in Dubai.
Yep.
And the promotion works like this. A woman can either weigh herself on a scale at the entrance of the club or simply write her weight on a piece of paper and hand it to the bartender. And based on her weight will be the more you weigh, the more drinks you get.
Right.
And I don't even know on what planet and why this is can work for anybody, because I was saying, how does this work and why is this a good thing?
Yeah. Surely you just turn up with put some lead in your boots
carry
some sort of, put a dumbbell in your in your bag or something.
I think asking women to say what they weigh and getting on scales in the first place. Unless you're Michelle Payne, which Mick did ask as a jockey.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't get any drinks, though, would she?
No, she wouldn't. She'd be the only one to do it.
Is it a massive set of scales, like on The Biggest Loser, where the weight comes up for the whole bar to see?
Actually, that's very
interesting. And then everyone cheers?
I don't know, but I'm just thinking, anything in Dubai, I'm not being judgy.
It sounds like you're about to be judgy.
It doesn't always work out great for women in the Middle Eastern countries. So I'm a little bit suspicious, let me say that. What have you got there about the flat earth?
There is a story going around. The flat earth conspiracy is spreading around the globe.
But is that what?
Well, one in six Americans apparently believe that the earth is flat.
But we can see it from the moon. We can see it from space.
We can see it from space.
We can see it.
And it looks like a ball. Yeah. It appears to be round. But this is America.
But they are they having a lend, aren't they?
Wait, no, some people are deadly serious. In fact, I believe, Shaquille O'Neal, I think.
Is he one? Is he?
Is he a flat?
He's my flat.
What a dick.
Shaquille O'Neal. Why do we even know about his theories on anything?
You would have thought he could see the curvature of the earth from up there.
So what happens? You just keep driving, then you fall off, do you?
Then you just go off the edge.
Is that their theory?
I don't know where you end up. Maybe there's two sides.
Is this a religious thing again? Is what's going on here?
I don't know. But this is America. One in four people in America think the sun orbits the earth.
What a dick.
A third of Americans think the earth is 6,000 years old. And Adam and Eve frolicked with dinosaurs.
What a dick.
That's a third. That's one in three.
Or is that Scientology?
Maybe it's both. Maybe it helps to make up some of those numbers. They call their local baseball final the World Series.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's true.
And they elected and they elected Donald Trump president.
They did indeed.
That's right.
I'm not surprised by any of this.
Have I read there's actually a society of flat earthers?
I think there is.
Yeah. Oh, look, they're just sad people who want to get a club together, really.
Yeah, and on this story, there's a picture of a guy with a globe and it has fake earth.
That's not happening at all. That's not happening. All right, now stand by. I'm sure she's got a few theories herself. Mm. We are excited because our great mate Ursula Carlson is coming in to have a chat with us. She's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Last time we caught up with Ursula Carlson, things got a tad competitive.
You've made an outrageous claim. You reckon that you make the best pork belly going around.
Yeah.
What's your question? I'm going to take you down, bitch.
You organise a kitchen and I'm there and I'll bring my tickety lane. Mine comes from the heart. Mine is love.
And we can't wait for her return to Have You Been Paying Attention tonight, 8:30 on 10.
Pregnant women are being told to eat more fish. Why? Ursula.
Because they've had enough meat.
Please welcome back to the show, Ursula Carlson.
Well, hello. We haven't had our pork off.
No, we need to do it. And now I reckon we need to put in a baked dessert.
Oh, yum.
Oh, a sticky dough pudding?
Oh, mate, you pick whatever you want to go. Right. I'm going ethnic on mine. I'm making an African pudding.
Oh, my God. All right. You're pulling out the exotic card on me,
mate.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm the boring
full
Aussie.
Full foreign.
I'm going full foreign.
I'm not intimidated. I'm a little nervous, but I'm not intimidated.
What's in your African pudding?
Oh, it's a lot like sticky date pudding, but without the dates.
Okay.
All right. You're
but
on.
It's African, so it's better.
There it is. Of course it is. And we love hearing about. Well, we'll get to that a bit later because you are a great spokesperson for South Africa, which I've been to as well. We'll get on to that. You are on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
Yes.
And I don't think it's that you did the show, you've already recorded it. You say it's a very good show.
It's the best show, I reckon, that I've done this year.
Fantastic.
And I almost wish that this would be the last one. And just close the door on
and
it
that's
for
it
this
forevermore.
Year. Yeah. Just this year because it was so much fun.
Oh, that's great.
Is there anyone in particular who was on the receiving end of a takedown?
Oh, look, tonight, because we've got the Bachelorette and
Angie
puppet?
Kent. Carlin.
Carlin.
Now, what did you think? Because I really liked, I was a bit surprised at Carlin. I was a bit uppity about
look,
him.
Look, he is so pretty.
He's pretty. Isn't he?
Too pretty to be a man. And I was actually a little bit surprised because I was flirting hard
out.
That's
unusual.
Then she said, I'm with him. And I went, is he a dude? I did not know. I did not see that coming.
Oh, you didn't see that coming. Yeah. We'll look forward to you seeing tonight. And you're on, of course, tonight with Pete Hellyer, Hayley Sproul and Ed Cav Sampang and, of course, Tom Gleiser tonight. Yeah. That's on Channel 10 at 8:30. We've got the plugs out of the way.
that didn't sound contractual like you're a bachelorette at all.
I know. I don't mind that. But another contractual thing, well, we'll get on to a minute, which I'd love to hear about, is that you're hitting the road in 2020. And I know it's a big deal because you have a young family.
Yeah.
How are you going about that? Is that one bit that – because when guys have gone on the road, and I'm being a bit sexist here, but I think they miss their kids, but – is it a bit tougher?
It is. Well, I don't know because I've never been a guy on the road.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is tough. But what I try and do is I try and not be away for more than two nights at a time.
Oh, okay. That's clever.
If I'm away for more than two nights, then I take them with me.
Yeah.
You know, because my daughter's six. She only just started school. Oh, it's not like they're teaching them, you know.
No, there's not much she's going to learn.
Yeah, you know, like at this point, they still don't eat the paint, you know. I can teach her that.
It comes in handy.
I'm not saying I'm homeschooling her, but I can teach her not to eat paint.
Limo, you've gone on the road a lot. Recently, what happened? You went to go to visit the troops.
I went to Iraq and left my wife. And, well, she got sick, actually.
Yes.
So I left Ursula and I flew out on that same day. She went to emergency and spent 6 days in hospital.
With pneumonia.
Yeah. So our son was just at home, he's three, with the dog for the whole week.
Did you at least leave like a packet of crisps or something?
No, we left some money. No, luckily my wife's best friend is just an absolute godsend and we love her forever. She took our son for 7 days.
That's a pretty unusual sort of set of circumstances as well to do. Your tour is going all around the country, yes.
Yes. Even places I've never heard of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Toowoomba,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I picked that one on you.
Yeah. Oh, like when that came through, I went, oh, someone spelled Darwin.
Shout out to our listeners in Toowoomba this afternoon by Triple M Toowoomba.
It's a good name to say, I have to say as well. What can we expect in this show? What is it called for a start?
It's called Token African because I'm the token African.
Do you feel that because you don't meet many Africans?
No, because I think all of you guys, everyone else has at least one of us.
If you
don't know South Africa, I honestly don't know where you've been. Like everyone knows one of us. You've worked with one of us.
Yes.
You live in the neighbourhood with one. Your doctor's one. Or your sister's getting married to one. Or you accidentally slept with one of us. Because we're pretty generous in that department.
In that department.
Yeah, we'll sleep with you.
I picked that up from you. Don't worry.
It's a romantic. I got engaged in South Africa.
Well, see,
you
probably didn't plan it, and then boom, there you were.
Then boom, there I was. There was a monkey out on the deck, and I was filled with romance and got down on one knee and proposed.
To the monkey.
The monkey ran away and my wife said yes.
Yeah. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, I do want to talk about more South African stuff.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you know this, but I have been to Africa recently.
Oh, yeah. Recently.
And also golf.
Yes, let's
do it. You like to play a bit.
All right. Ursula Carlson's with us. Have you been paying attention tonight, 8:30 on 10? And we'll get you those tour dates in just a moment too.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Lee Primo's here as well. Ursula Carlson too. She's got a brand new show in 2020 called Token African, 11 cities and regional centres around the country. From March to June, we're talking the Gold Coast, Sydney, Perth, Newcastle, Adelaide, Canberra, Alice Springs, Darwin, Toowoomba and Brisbane, livenation.com.au.
And you can see it tonight on the telly on Channel 10 at 8:30 on Have You Been Paying Attention? Now, we have been talking about you are extolling the virtues of South Africa, as you should, which is the most beautiful country.
Yes.
But I've just seen here that you're also an ambassador for Norfolk Island.
I know, because no one knows anything about Norfolk Island.
Well, all we knew was Colleen McCulloch from the Thornbirds, who wrote the Thornbirds, lived there. She's the only person I knew.
It's so, I think they've actually made her house into a heritage site on the island.
And
so,
was there a mutiny there at some point? Was that Norfolk Island? Was
Possibly.
Yes, yeah. I think there is something historic. Yeah,
like an mutiny 18... on the bounty or something? Yeah, was it Norfolk Island?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh,
but
my
that's,
gosh, you do know.
I'm done, but I'm out now. I've got nothing.
Now, what do you do when you're Norfolk Island? And do you go from Australia or do you go from New Zealand?
Well,
to get
I can
there?
Fly from New Zealand. It's only an hour and a half because it's in the middle of the two of us. It's almost like that is our baby.
Yeah. Australia and we're co-parenting.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. They have nothing poisonous on the island.
See,
no snakes.
That
no
I'm interested in.
Yeah,
and the food is amazing because they grow everything locally. They import nothing.
Mm. Now, and a golf course you said they've got there.
Yeah, they've got a Lynx course, and it's on a World Heritage site, and it is beautiful. Man. It's every hole is off by the ocean. It's stunning.
I'm reaching for my phone. I want to
we should do a broadcast from there.
Yeah. To Norfolk Island.
You do a broadcast. I'll come and we'll play golf every day. And
I
just
go.
Now, how is your golf going?
It's going all right, you know. Like, golf is like waiting for your luggage at the carousel. It's the luck of the draw. Some days your bag comes out first and other days only the handle comes out. Right.
and other days
it's your undies just on the, and your bag's gone.
And you have to keep it up because this is where, I'm suspicious? The better the player, the more time they have free. When I ask a lot of guys, because there are not many girls that I know play, but a lot of guys I go, I saw Andy Lee, you know, I don't know. What's he play off?
Andy Lee's off about eight.
Right. I go, too much time off.
Yeah, when you meet someone, go, I'm scratch. You go, okay. That's all you do, bro.
if you're scratch, you're playing three rounds a week.
Yeah.
Like, you really are.
Because this is what happened when I did a charity gig with Tom.
Yes, Tom Glaser.
And Sam and those guys are all playing off scratch. And you go, oh, so you don't even know your kids' names anymore. And the guy goes, no, I only play maybe once a month. I go,
rubbish.
Your nose is in my eye.
Yeah. Sam's forgotten where he lives.
Oh, you know Rob, who I live with, he had got at some stage, before we had kids, he had a very good handicap. Yeah. And then for the last 15 years, he said it went up with each child.
Yeah.
So now he's trying to, get that.
I've had the same experience. I've only got one, but I played, I think, one round in the 12 months after he was born. Yeah. Totally ruined my golf game. That kid, but you're probably like me, Angela. I play one, if I play one good shot in a round, that's the one shot I keep thinking of.
Yeah.
And that's the one that brings me back to the course again.
Yeah.
And I forget the other 135 shots terrible.
I just keep going back trying to find the balls that I left there.
What about the outfits? Now, this would bother me when I play golf. What do you wear?
I wear whatever I like because I'm in New Zealand. I work with this crew called She Loves Golf, and it's to get women to play more golf.
Yeah.
And I refused for a long time to join a club, and so I didn't have a handicap for a long time because it's so expensive and it doesn't cater to people of lower socioeconomic. So we've started this whole thing where you can now join for $100, get a handicap, and you don't necessarily need to be.
So
part
you can
of
go
club.
On public golf courses
exactly.
and you can just play as a gang.
Yeah,
and,
because it's so frustrating to go because it excludes so many people, and then all the rules are the women have to basically wear a bonnet. And I said, so now I just show up at a club because my club still. If I want to tee off for myself, if I want to go alone, they go, oh, that's on Wednesdays for ladies.
Oh yeah,
and
I go,
yeah, I'm going right now, and I'm prepared to fight any one of you old guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that have gone down well. With you, Ursula.
Ursula Carlson arrested putting on the third.
Yeah.
But I love that, and we should probably encourage that more. Someone to come up with that in Australia for Australian courses.
Oh, they
it's
have
bloody smart.
It's Fairway Birdies.
Okay.
Which is a weird abbreviation because it's FWB, so it's Friends with Benefits. And actually, when I played that round of golf, they gave me a
cap and I wore it and I took photos and everyone was like, why are you wearing a Friends with Benefits hat? I'm like, actually, I am a friend with
Benefits. It's very becoming of you, Anna. We love seeing you in here. Good luck with everything. Of course, you can go, Dave, what is it we go to
get the tickets for? LiveNation.com.au for the tickets for the Token African Tour next year and tonight 8:30 on
One
10.
One of the best episodes ever, according to this woman next to me. And I think the Bachelorette will have to strap herself into because I believe that's a bit of ribbing going on. Yeah. All good natured, of course.
All right, coming up, we've got Effie and Mary Custis.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It is the big 5 o'clock hour on the Monday with my lovely co-host here, Limo.
Hello.
Yes, we will explain where Mick is later, but really, golf is involved and he needs to get me a gift. Dave, we've got a big show coming up.
Huge.
I call BS. All I need to do is read out the headlines really today.
It's a Monday
you won't believe
thing,
it.
It's a Monday magazines. Thing.
You've got something called, your son's learning an instrument, is that correct?
He is, well, he's...
He seems very young to learn an instrument, Leno.
He's only three. He's taken to a particular instrument. I've got a recording of it.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to ask you a little later this hour, what's the most annoying instrument that one of your kids perhaps is learning at the moment?
We'll have that. Also, a reminder, we're going to put you on the standby list if you are one of our callers. Perhaps that's a good idea if you've got a kid that plays a musical instrument.
Oh, yes, yeah, if you are a good caller.
We're not looking at gifted children, let's put it that way. Lots yes. more coming up, but first we have this wonderful
Last
lady.
Last time Mary Custis was on the show, we were trying to make sense of the poo jogging craze sweeping the nation.
You know, it's a hard thing to judge because we've all found ourselves in tough situations where we've had to make do.
Seems to be a modern phenomenon, doesn't it?
Well, it's just taken the brown eye a step further.
And her mate Effie also joined us, who was excited about Jessica Mauboy's recent engagement.
A good Greek boy.
If that's not the best news for him, because she's got cash flow like you wouldn't believe.
And could he be a cousin of yours? Do you know?
He could. Any... We just say cousin just to be done with it. Just to save on the Ancestry.com feed.
Let's see if Effie's returned today as we welcome back to the show, Mary Custis.
Mary, welcome to the show. And you know, if you've met my lovely friend Limo before, you know.
Yes, I have. We love him.
Yes, we do. It's a big night apparently in Australia. And I'm wondering what you'll be doing watching. Will you be watching A Current Affair and the Wedding of the Century?
Maths that's wedding? The Wedding of the Century.
Mm. What yeah, look, is going on, please?
Obviously a lot. I think most people can't really get their heads around it.
No.
You wonder, you know, it's supply and demand and you know, should we give people what they want?
Did you ever watch Maths, by the way?
Because I dipped in and out
like
a teabag.
I did for work purposes.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, I mean, people love it. Yeah. People like to see awkwardness. They like to see, I don't know, maybe it's our only way of feeling good about ourselves sometimes is watching these train wrecks and thinking we'd do better. I don't know.
I found it oddly compelling.
Did you?
Married at First Sight. But I spent most of the time with my wife trying to work out why. And to the individuals are going on there. Why they're single, didn't take long to answer that question. But then why they went on the show.
I think we get to the bottom of it as we have now this enormous influx of reality shows, that there are a lot of people who would like to be famous, you know, for...
Hang on. You're saying they're going on for fame and not for love.
I'm very cynical that way. Yeah. Are you? What's the latest with this? There was a bridesmaid who's been kicked off at the last minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that's got to be the 101 no-go zone of having a wedding. You don't do that to a bridesmaid. Have you been bridesmaid before, Mary?
Oh, many times.
Have you? I've only been bridesmaid once for my sister. But not many of my friends get married. I don't go to many weddings. But in the past, yes, you've been bridesmaid. Have you enjoyed
it?
Yes,
when you're Greek, you have plenty of cousins, of course. Yeah. And you know, I do believe they deliberately try to sabotage, certainly when I was younger, to make you look as ugly as possible so they can look really good. They throw you under the bus.
Yes, with
a lot of chiffon.
Yeah.
In those days.
What's your biggest wedding been in terms of number of bridesmaids, number of groomsmen?
Because I'm
getting the feeling that with your Greek wedding, you could be stretching out beyond five or six on either side.
Totally panoramic for the group shot. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, like five is probably... Perhaps normal.
And that means five groomsmen.
Five
as
and
well.
Five, yeah.
So there's 10 plus the bride and groom. I mean, it's getting up there. They're very costly today as well, weddings. And I guess this is why Jules and what's his name are going to get
Cameron.
Married. Cam. Jules and Cam. $75,000 is what I've heard they're being paid for this wedding.
I didn't know Current Affair did weddings.
Well, in fact, I'm quite sure Tracy Grimshaw didn't know that either. Right. And knowing Tracy, I'm sure she's not over the moon about this arrangement.
Actually, I think, Mary, one of the shortest lists in the world is the list of things a Current Affair won't do.
Right.
Yes. Is that an oxymoron? Of course. What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say that when we come back, we have got someone that is a great friend of yours, Effie, because Effie is touring around with Effie in Love Me Tinder, which is a great show. Her tour dates are on. She's heading to Camden and East Bentley. Now, she's going to blow the roof off that. That's in December. Mary, thank you for joining us. And would you mind if your friend Effie came on board?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. See you in a minute.
Effie to join us right after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy here. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy. Limo's in as Mick is out, but we welcome one of our favourites to the show right now.
Well, one of the biggest stars in Australia, without doubt, is Effie. Hello, Effie. We love having you on Kennedy Molloy. And have you ever met Limo before?
Limo, good thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good thanks, Effie. It is a pleasure. To be in your company today.
Effie, you're I'm not sure, and we're going to get onto a topic. I'm not sure if you're into hip-hop music. Is that something that would appeal to you?
Oh, you know, I don't want to age myself by saying some of the earlier stuff that I love.
A bit of Salt and Pepper?
Oh, of course. Filled the dance floor like Salt and Pepper. Attitude. And look, I don't want to sound old-fashioned because, as you know, I'm frigid by nature. Now, there's a name for a band.
That is a good name.
That would never sell a record.
Hashtag.
You know. But, you know, and those girls weren't, you know, flaunting it, were they?
Well, no, because they still dressed, they still had that sort of balloon, you know. You wouldn't wear this stuff because you wear
a bit MC Hammer, you're saying.
A bit MC Hammerish. Yeah. A bit baggy and loose stuff.
Would you ever wear the trainers, like Run DMC, the Adidas trainers? Would they?
I can't imagine Effie in trainers.
You know, I'm no working girl. She started all that trouble.
She did. Are you familiar with the rapper called T.I.?
I am. We all know him because he did a song with Rihanna.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and so he's had a lot of hits. But, you know, he's fascinating because he's a guy that raps for a living. And as we know, we don't mean a David Jones.
No, that's correct. We don't mean that sort of WRA.
You know, how are you today? And what do you think of this ribbon and all that stuff? And we're talking about hardcore. Well, this guy has got a daughter called Deja. The V. Okay. He's paranoid about Deja. He doesn't want her, you know, doing what he sings about. Having sex.
Oh, my God.
So every year, annually, on her birthday, starting from, 16 years old, he makes an appointment for her to go to a gynecologist.
Now, you're not joking about this. This is
I'm
true.
I'm not joking. This is news today.
Oh, my God.
He was speaking about it on a podcast. He takes to a gyno to check, make sure her hymen's in place.
Oh, okay.
There's been no perforation.
Okay. we've got that.
Has he given any indication as to at which age he'll stop the visits?
I don't think he wants it to be... I'm going to say now is not going to be...
He's not put a ceiling on it?
Right, and not put a ceiling on it. What is he doing going with her? Why is she saying yes to this?
Well, she unfollowed him. You know, she was following him and she's cracked it. That's how you crack it these days,
Effie,
unfollow someone.
Do you think that's going too far as a father?
Of course it's going too far. And you know what?
But you had a very strict upbringing as a nice Greek girl. You were very...
I was, but, you know, seriously, I mean, I don't want to throw away any numbers, but I was 40 when I lost mine. Seriously, past 28, my mother was putting it, you know, like threatening me if I didn't have sex because, you know, she wanted me to get married and get on with my life. So, you know, I mean, it is something that was a choice of mine. But to have a father who's a rapper that's taken you there, he goes to the appointment with her as well.
Yeah, no, that's very wrong to me. I don't approve of that at all. Now, there's other big news that's happened. It only happened on the weekend. Are you familiar with a guy called Will.i.am?
For sure, of course.
You like that band?
Oh, my God, Black Eyed Peas, you kidding me?
Yeah, well, I could see you on The Dancer at Many Weddings, of course, doing that too. He was appalled because he was told to get, well, he was escorted off a flight and greeted by a whole bunch of cops because he didn't put his laptop away fast enough. Yeah. He said he didn't hear the flight attendant because he had noise-cancelling headphones on. Right. Now, have you had any problems or issues on flights yourself? Because you are a big star, you travel around a lot.
Listen, you know, travel, you know, we all have our issues with travel. Yep. You know, like, you know, you're on board this big plane with a lot of people. You know, I mean, I must admit, with hair like mine, I do tend to sit in the seat and take up most of the overhead compartment
so
as well.
Has anybody ever complained about you sitting in front of them?
I know. They can't see the screen because, you know, not everyone has, they don't always have those iPads.
No.
You know, so it's a halo of a hairy halo.
When you're doing a gig, Effie, do you travel, what I'm trying to get with, do you get on the plane and travel all dressed up in your refinery
of
or
course.
Do you change when you get to the venue?
Change like how? I don't.
Well, just into a different.
I am
outfit.
What I am.
Yes,
you know,
you are
and
what
this
you
is
are.
Who I am.
Exactly.
And no, I travel and I understand. And those, you know, flight attendants, they've got a hard gig. You know, they've got to say the same thing over and over. Yeah. People are particular. No one wants to be told anything. You know, they go through that, you know, this is what happens in an emergency. No one's really concentrating. You've got some overzealous eager beavers that are trying to make up for the majority by, you know, nodding their heads and pulling out the plastic.
That's
and,
true.
You know, referring to all that. Most of us have heard it a million times before. So, look, it's hard to say who was wrong.
He's cracked it, though. He's gone
he's
and named
it
her.
Royally.
He's named her on Twitter. And now they're saying that they're encouraging her to sue.
She's going to sue will.i.am.
Yeah.
So will.i.am's going to be, this is another reason for him to come back to Australia.
Well.
That's
well,
the last.
And he spent a lot of time in Australia because he was on The Voice, right?
He was. He was good on The Voice.
He was. Well, he was no good on this Qantas flight. Mary, do you turn your mobile off when you're coming into land or do you just leave it on?
Well, I was so excited, you know, when they said we could switch it on as soon as we land.
Yes.
Because, you know, the idea of having it off for all that time is, you know, of course, a spike in anxiety issues for all of us. We don't know what to do with our hands.
We don't.
You know, what are we going to do with these?
We don't know how to cope. Now, Effie, you are performing on this weekend. You're going to, you performed in Wagga Wagga on the weekend.
I did.
But you're now heading to, have we got the dates there?
Yes, Camden.
Camden on Saturday the 30th of November. Camden, oh my God,
you're
going to
rock
it.
That place, babe, I know that.
Duh.
I know.
I'm doing the Caravan Club in Melbourne.
That sounds exotic.
Three shows there on December 13th and 14th. And also, just quietly, hasn't gone on sale, but about to, I'm doing the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
Oh, wow. Well,
the Garden of Unearthly Delights, whatever that means.
In the Spiegel tent. I'll tell you what, you'll love
God,
that.
It's going to go off. And the Brisbane Comedy Festival at the Powerhouse is going to go on sale as well.
You're so busy. Will you ever get to see your husband? You're so busy.
Dr. Shane Bradley Cooper.
Yes, good to see him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I see him.
Still
all right.
Loved up as ever?
Still loved up, going at it, hanging, you know, hammering tongs.
Love hearing that. All right. Thank you so much, Effie. We'll look forward to seeing you next time and good luck with your tour.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Source close to industry, source insiders, our friends of associates, speculation, room by witnesses.
Bob Irwin is stating.
Sure.
It's time to call bullshit.
All right. The first one I'm going to read out might not be BS.
Okay. Oh.
Johnny Depp, dead by Christmas.
Oh. I call bullshit.
Now, well, they're looking in a crystal ball now, are they?
Well, they're just going by his hotel bill and the fact that he's still at 56 trashing hotel rooms. Source says...
So is he going to kill himself mid-hotel trashing? Is that what they're...
He's got weeks to live, says someone. The hard-partying actor is knocking on death's door because after Amber Heard left, and I presume the dogs as
Pistol
well.
And Boo.
Pistol and Boo.
And he also had to live with that apology that he recorded.
That's right.
For Barnaby Joyce.
Yep. It was the $74 million defamation lawsuit also that Amber's filed against him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's just say he's been getting on the grog. He's ordering vodka by the bottle to his room at 3 a.m. He's gulping booze from coffee cups. Who doesn't do that?
standard procedure.
That seems to be normal for me. And he is going nuts. He's throwing bottles through window panels of glass doors. and altogether misbehaving, going back to a very rock star, very childish, immature lifestyle.
Is there, have they used a photo of him playing Jack Sparrow, or is that just how he dresses?
No, that's how he looks now.
Oh, that's how he dresses?
Yes, so you can't
tell. He looks like Jack Sparrow.
He looks like Jack Sparrow. One of the most annoying accents, by the way, in the history of cinema.
Oh, yeah.
In my humble opinion.
He based it on Keith Richards, didn't he?
Did he?
I don't know what he thought it was. Yeah. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, yeah.
Strap yourself in, because this is breaking news.
Okay.
Princess Anne held hostage.
Quick!
Well,
someone to the
considering
rescue.
The lead time for a woman's day, I'm saying she's been sitting somewhere holed up for a while. £15 million ransom.
I can't believe that hasn't piqued the interest of any other news services.
No. I mean, honestly.
Were they offered the exclusive by the kidnapper?
It seems her brother's taken centre stage from anywhere, so she's going to be waiting there a while. All right.
She hasn't been missed to date, is it?
She has not been missed to date, that's true. Terry Irwin, I'm getting married too.
I call bull.
Now, I definitely call BS on this one because Bindi and Chandler are getting married soon, and I don't believe Terry, who they've tried to pair up with Russell Crowe every 6 months.
What?
Just because he's a friend of theirs. I believe that Terry, who's still grieving, which you would, over Steve, she says she's never going to get married again. But apparently spies are out, and she was seen recently enjoying the company of a group of men, which apparently can't do without getting married these days.
Well, so. Do we know which one of them she's married?
No, they have not identified any.
I hope she finds love, though, Terry.
I hope she does too. But then again, it's okay not to.
Of course.
I think there's a bit of pressure on them to do that.
When there are headlines running around telling you're getting married.
You think, now this one, a purple wiggle wedding.
Oh.
Hang on. Yeah, I better read this properly.
Which one?
So the purple wiggle is getting married.
Well, the purple wiggle, didn't he used to be married to, hang on.
The yellow wiggle?
Yes.
The purple and yellow were together,
he was married,
right?
To Emma, yeah. Looks like he might be getting married.
Oh,
he's called Bull.
Yeah, but that could be true.
To Terry Irwin?
No.
Lachlan Gillespie?
Not, I put this one in, but I'm going to put this on the quick end of this I Call BS segment, is that, do you believe this? Bachelor Matt Agnew has broken up with Chelsea. No, it's not BS. It's true. They've broken up because guess what? When they came out of the show, they realised that it wasn't quite the same as being on the TV in a relationship.
Oh,
so now they've broken up.
And now everyone doesn't.
But we will call on Matt to be our. He's our show's astrophysicist. So we'll get him on soon.
He's a good guy.
Every show needs one.
Every show needs one. Now we're going to quickly move on to something else because I'm trying to get my head around this. Laddie, your son.
Yeah.
Is playing a musical instrument? Is he gifted?
Okay, I'll let you judge.
All right.
We're at a friend's house and my mate has got twin boys at 13 and one of them is playing the violin. And he got the violin out and Laddie was just drawn to it immediately.
That's a hard instrument to play.
It is. Ask Andre Rieu.
And I'm catching up with him tonight.
You are.
So he grabbed the violin and he just started playing it.
Oh.
And I...
Did you happen to record it for
I
us?
Filmed him. So here's the audio. Have a listen to what I say right at the end.
Okay.
It's not helpful. That's great, lad. Well done, mate. Well done. I really shouldn't be giving that any sort of positive reinforcement.
You are a stage father, that's for sure. A little repetitive, sure. One though. Might have wanted to change up notes.
Is the violin the most annoying instrument that a
the recorder
could...
we had? Yeah. Oh my god! Well, I don't even know why I was invented the recorder as an instrument.
It just feels kind of pointless.
Even Beethoven hated it. Anything else springs to mind that'd be a bad instrument?
I reckon if you had a child, and please 133353, if your child is learning an annoying instrument at the moment,
yes, please tell us.
Share it with us. Bagpipes. Could you imagine that coming from the kids' room?
Wounded
every night?
Animal.
Oh, it's cool enough getting your child to learn bagpipes.
He'd be throwing that out on the street with the hard rubbish.
Holy. All right, that's good. Hey, I want to hear from you. If you've got a kid that's learning an annoying instrument, let us know.
Drive home, that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Limo's with us as well.
Limo was telling me that his son has picked up, by chance, a violin.
Yeah.
This is him playing.
There you go. Now this... Oh, God. This is at a friend's house.
Yeah.
And about 20 times since, this is in the last 2 weeks, he said, can I have a violin? Right. And I keep saying to my wife, he'll forget about it eventually.
I'm suggesting, having been through a lot of musical instruments in my house, unless he keeps asking you in 5 months, 6 months' time, he'll forget about it and he'll go back to like a PlayStation like any normal kid does.
He's not getting a violin.
We asked you what annoying instruments your kids have played or are currently playing. Mm. G'day, James. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Thanks, Jane. How are you?
Good. What's a musical instrument is your child attempting to play?
Oh, she plays the recorder and it's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and it's on a loop.
Oh, that's all she's playing?
Mm.
Yeah.
Have we got a bit of recorder there just to sort of remind everybody the sound of recorder?
Oh. There it is. Mm. Is that triggering for you, James?
I'm all a bit tense after hearing that.
A bit tense, yes, I know how you feel. Thank you for the call, James. The recorder has got to be the most shocking invention of an instrument. Melissa, how are you going?
Hello. Good. You
got a 13-year-old son. What's he picked up?
Oh, God, the electric guitar with an amplifier.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah. Really loud.
Well, is he doing Smoke on the Water?
Yes.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's it.
It's absolutely driving us insane.
And how late does he crank it up, Melissa?
I keep asking him, do it straight after school, but it ends up being like after dinner when we just want to relax,
That's it.
Until 9:30 at night, it's just driving us nuts.
But that's interesting. See, still playing Smoke on the Water, which is a very old song now when you think about it. But it is the go-to, and it should be a proud moment for me when my son came out of guitar lessons for the first time. I said, what'd you play, mate? He goes, Smoke on the Water. Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Reminded mum of a high school disco, I think. that one.
Exactly. Right. Thanks, Melissa, for the call. Let's go to Margot. Hello, Margot.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What has been an annoying instrument for you?
Oh, they all are when they're being learned. Every single one of them.
Unless they're a genius right out of the blocks, Margot.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
Have you had to sit through a few?
Oh, hell yes. I've got 28 nieces and nephews and 34 great nieces and nephews.
Oh, sounds terrible.
Oh, you've had a lot of Christmas concerts to go through, I imagine. That sounds utterly painful. Thanks for the call, Margot. Let's go to Chris.
Hey, Jane, Limo, Dave, how are you?
Yeah, good on you, Chris. Now, this is an unusual instrument.
Yeah, my son plays a few instruments, but at the ripe age of 24, he occasionally gets a whistle pop and just goes insane. With
a whistle pop? Is that a...
Yeah.
Oh, is that like a clown?
Anyone who knows a whistle pop and just adds a little leprechaun dance with it.
Oh, yeah.
It's
That's like a clown sounding thing, isn't it?
Like a slide whistle?
Like a slide whistle. Yep, that's it. And couples it up with a dance and it's just, it's got to be experienced.
All right.
He's got a dance to go with it. It's the full package.
The full package, yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris, for those calls. Look, we might have time. We've got one more caller. Let's try this caller. Let's go straight to caller 7.
There we go.
Yeah, what instrument has been annoying for your child to play?
We've lost them there.
We did have a super annoying instrument. Someone earlier phoned through with a jaw harp. How does that sound, Dave?
The jaw harp.
That's pretty annoying. I have a feeling, though, have we still got Melissa on the line?
Yes.
Hey, Melissa, seeing as your son is learning electric guitar and he's 13, you're never too old to go to Disneyland. Would you like to be on the waiting list to go for a family of four? We're setting this week. You're on the standby list for your family to go to Disneyland. What are the details of that prize?
The prize is 4 nights accommodation at Disneyland, 5-day Disneyland Resort Park, hoppers, tickets, return economy flights to Los Angeles. And by the way, Melissa, you are our daily winner. You've got yourself a 12-month subscription to Disney Plus, which launches tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
How does that sound?
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Congratulations, well Melissa, done. And maybe your son might give up the guitar if you say, I'll give it a deal. If we win the trip to Disneyland, you can give up guitar.
All right, awesome. Sounds good.
All thanks to Disney Plus, the new streaming service home of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic and more, streaming from tomorrow.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range. Limo's with us. We've got Jane Kennedy as well.
Cannot believe the brilliance. First of all, 7 years free scheduled servicing is unbelievable.
Yep.
Tough, trusted, proven every day is an adventure in this vehicle. And we're going to chat with Connor, who's in Noosa, Queensland. So we've got to ask him how he's going up there, how the bushfires have affected him, what he does. G'day, Connor. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Connor, you're a young fella, and I don't mean to ask your age, but you've got a hold in Colorado. So can I say that you're 19? And bloody hell, how'd you get that?
Yeah, nuts. Yeah, got a bit of a steal too.
Yes, good for you. Now, how did you get on board with this incredible vehicle?
Oh, just all me mates just telling me that's the car to drive.
Well, good on you, mates. And
it's got a good manly vibe about it, hasn't it, Connor?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Hey, you're looking pretty hot, Connor, because we've got some photos of you. I'm not confusing you with the big banana, but you're standing in front of it.
Yeah, right there. Surfboard on the roof as well, Jane.
Do you take it out much on the week? What do you do for a crust?
What was that, sorry?
What do you do for work?
I'm a greenkeeper.
Oh, really? Perfect. For golf courses?
Yep, for a golf course. Yeah.
Right. Do you have a little hit? Is a golf theme has developed today?
There is a golf theme today.
Do you have a hit yourself, Connor?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
And how does that, what's the situation like up there? The smoke all clear? Is it still prevalent?
I think it's all gone at the moment.
Yep.
Sort of picked up last week, but I think they've got it under control now.
Mm. All right. Well, look, we love hearing about, where's your latest adventures? You know you're a greenkeeper. Where do you take this fabulous machine?
Usually up at the beach at Double Island.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a good place. I haven't been to Double Island. Mean to go there. Do a bit of fishing, surfing? What do you do?
Yeah, a bit of surfing on the rainbow side there.
Yeah, nice. And you drive the Colorado down onto the beach?
Yeah, of course.
See, this is what Australia is. Yeah. This is what we love about Australia. This is what we love about the Colorado. Connor, you are one of the guys that we love hearing from. Thank you for sharing.
No worries.
Yeah, it's a great vehicle. Everybody go to holden.com.au if you want to find out more about the fabulous Holden Colorado.
You got it. We'll shoot you out a prize pack. Connor, thanks for listening to us on Mix 92.7 on the Sunshine Coast as well.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done the day on Kennedy Malloy. Thank you for listening. Thank you for Limo for swinging by.
Thank you, Limo, for filling in because Mick was playing in some sort of celebrity golf appearance today. We'll hear all about it tomorrow, I'm sure. There was a bit of a golf theme, wasn't there?
There was indeed. Today it's the President's Cup Media Day.
So yes, it was.
Having a lovely hit and with the media pack there today.
That's right. We had Ursula in she's, of course, going to be on Have You Been Paying Attention tonight?
8:30.
8:30 on Channel 10, don't forget. She said it's a really funny show tonight. It's always funny, but she said it's particularly amusing.
I think The Bachelor and the Bachelorette might be copping it.
Look out for that.
The show tonight.
We played U2 today.
I saw them
concert
on Friday night.
How was
the Joshua Tree tour, which they started 2 years ago and they finally made their way to Australia. It was fantastic.
Really?
If you love that record, and that's their record that had all the hits on it and changed their career forever. It was fantastic. There was a bit of rain, so he bust into a bit of worse singing in the rain. All the crowd joined in.
How's Bono's voice?
Fantastic. Honestly, the sound is amazing. I've seen
it
three times.
Pretty amazing. Pretty small band.
I reckon this might be the best.
Really?
Yeah. So if you get a chance to see them around Oz, check them out.
How long do they play for?
Well, I reckon it was 2.5, 3 hours, possibly.
You had an interest. You went out on Friday and saw.
I had Steve Martin and Martin Short.
How was that?
It was magnificent.
Isn't that amazing?
And
I'm so glad.
I was worried that it might be terrible because I love Steve Martin and Martin Short, but it's really Steve Martin. They were amazing.
Oh, cool.
And then I took my wife after that, Kel, to the boxing.
Kel likes the boxing.
Kel loves boxing.
Really?
But I tell you what was funny, the venues were right near each other.
Okay.
So we were
convenient.
Queuing up to go into Steve Martin and Martin Short. There's two blokes with neck tattoos in front of us and I said, do you reckon they're in the wrong line? And they were. They got to the front.
They were in the wrong line.
The boxing's out there.
Thank you for today, Limo. Tomorrow we've got Lee Sales on. Have a good Monday night, everybody.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit holden.com for more details.